Now, we took a little side expedition into something Hilchos Shabbos, Melechos Mar Shabbos, Segration, Dorosh Lamaskavim, and the like. Nesasim. Now it says, you have to understand, I went a little quickly through this yesterday. It's a Rambam Hilchos Chovah Masik. Rambam Chovah says like this. There are three types of Masikim. Mazik number one, Adam Mazik Momon Chavero. Mazik number two, Momon Shel Adam Mazik Momon Chavero. That is Niske Momon, Shor, Bor, Eish. Then in Mazik, then it's Chovel, Adam Mazik Guf Shel Chavero. Now, when I'm talking about Momo Chavero, there had been a Reb Chaim here, someone took it away. No. Okay. I need it. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, we said there's one Avera for Mazik Momo, Lo Samar Al Dam Reyoch. There's another Avera for Chovel. When you damage another person's goof. And the Rambam says, Chovu b'chavera. Also to be Chovu b'chavera. And we saw that from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Chovu within Avera. Chovu b'odom is a lav, also. And Chovu b'odom, Odom yimbo is a lav for Yichayev Nisa. Okay. Now, Chovel is different. Mazik, if I'm Mazik Momon Chavero, or my Momon is Mazik Momon Chavero, I have to pay the damage. Chovel is Chayev Chamisha Dvarim. Now, Reb Chaim makes a very important chiluk. In Perek Hey Hilchos Torah Menorah Halacha Beis. I mentioned this briefly at the beginning. Now we're going to use it in a much deeper way to understand this Gemara. Zalocha Mora B'mitzvos. I come up to you, I ask you for $200. You say you owe me $100. You can ask for Shvua Mora B'mitzvos. Okay. Shua Erechot, Shua Hashem. It does not apply to karka. So, says the Rambam, Achofe v'sodah chavero boros. I go into your yard, I dig up, you have a beautiful front lawn, I dig it up and I make a korban out of it. Chayv l'shalem. Okay. But, if I come up to you and say, you dug four holes in my ground, and you say, I only dug two, there's no shua. Why not? Because it's karka. Ravid writes, depends what he asks him to do. And this Machlokes Rambam, Ravid is going to play a major role to a lot of things, especially in the first bag, when you get there. Ravid says, I can ask you for one or two things. Give me back what you took. Your job is find a landscaper, find a gardener, fill it up, take it up. It's your headache. You pick up the phone, you find a person, you do it yourself, whatever it is. You got to bring me back what you took from me. One option. I have another option. I'm going to ask for money. But I can ask, give me back what you took from me. I had a beautiful lawn, give me back a beautiful lawn. How to do it? You figure it out. It's your problem. You do it yourself, call up a gardener, you pay the expenses, do whatever you have to do. Or I can say, listen, I don't trust you to do the job, give me the money and I'll do the job. So the Ravid says, if he says you fill it up, that means I'm asking you, give me back four, you dug four holes, fill them in, plant the grass on it, and you say, I'm going to do it for two. That's karka. He said, give me money. Money is money. It's not karka. The Rambam says even the money is karka. Why? Now, the Ravid brings a raya. And that raya is a very key raya. We have in general, Odom is hukish the karka. Another thing, you're going to see it over and over in the first parak, a little bit in the second and third. It says, I say, you're a chova. I have two wounds on my back, you maybe two wounds, I said. And I said, I only did one, someone else did the other. The chayvish for. Or the Mechukish Lekarka. Okay. So says Ravitz Kasha. Reb Chaim begins trying to analyze Chova. Chova is Chayev five things. Nezik, Tzar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Boshes. Let's take Sheves. Sheves means you drive an automobile, you hit me in the automobile, I'm out of work for 3 weeks, you're going to pay me for my lost wages. Shift, pause in the back, shift or yitain. Now here, Rishonim split. And this is going to be a big theme here. What happens in the following situation? Following situation, you have a job, and in the morning, I break the lock on your door, you can't leave the house, and you can't go to work, and you lose the day's wages. Do I have to pay for the day's wages? Is that Shevis or not? So, the Gemara says yes, in Achova. Comes along the Rosh, we'll show it to you inside, and says, only if I take you and I put you in the room, I have to touch you. But if you're in the house and I just lock the house and you can't get out, no, it's a groma. Now, there are three types of hezek. One is I do a direct damage. I break your window. And it's sometimes indirect damage. One is called groma. When you're potter, groma is often potter. The other is called garmi, a more direct damage. Major issue, we showed them how to define them. But everyone knows it. Okay, garmi. It says locking you in the room and preventing you from going to work, that's just a groma. So the Rosh says, we'll see now, we'll go through the inside. Rosh says, locking the door is not chavala. What is the Rosh saying? There's a special din in chavala that if I'm a chovel, then I owe you lost wages. And if I don't touch you, I'm not a chovel. The moment I touch you and there's any loss, you're a chovel. So if I take you, I put you in the room and then I lock the door, I'm a chovel. I touched you. If I just locked the door, I didn't touch you, it's a groma and it's a kaput. Ramban says, no, it's a garmi. The marker for garmi is this. And he says, someone hired you to do a job. So I took, and he's going to pay you $1,000 for the day. So if I rape, it's a garmi. It says, if I tore up the money. So says the Rosh. So says the Ramban. Chaim said, according to the Rambam, Sheves is like the Rosh. It's a din in Chavol. It's a din in Chavol. If I don't touch you, it's nothing. There's Boshes. What is it? I punch you in the face, and you have a whole scarred face. It's very embarrassing to walk around like that. I have to pay you for the Boshes. Let's say in public I scream at you, you're a total idiot, and I mamish mavayish and rabin, nor chayef. Let's say I spit at you, nor chayef. But if it touches you, I'm a chova, I'm chayef. Chayef. So all these andine chavova. What's the difference if I spit at you and it lands on the ground in front of you? I can embarrass you. Then I spit at you and hits you on it hits you on your finger. One is physical contact. Physical contact means chavola. It's the rush. If I just lock the door and you can't go to work, I'm a grommer. If I take you, I put you in the room. If I touched you, ooh. The moment there's physical contact, I'm in the world of Chavola. Doctor's bills. We'll see. Let's say I have ice on my sidewalk and some in certain places. And I will come to that in Davkov House. When I lived in the city of Chicago, the law in the city of Chicago was that everyone had to shovel the snow and ice off of his sidewalk. And if you didn't, you're liable for all the damages. Okay. So, I'm walking on the ice. I slip. I hurt myself. The question is, and then that would be a bore. What is a bore? A bore is any mazik that stays in its place and doesn't budge. Now, bore, are you chayif a dalet varim or not? No. Only chova. That's a concept. No fault, shomer, shova, chamor, shova, lo adam. It's not a chovel. Not for doctor's bill, not for lost wages, not for anything. If I invite someone into my house and he slips on the ice, it's a bore. I'm not a chovel. So these are things that a chovel is chayef for. Not under general mazik. Now, what happens if I hit you, so I'm a chovel. If my dog bites you, not a chovel. I'm not a chayev dal dorm anymore. Shosh nizik is only chayev nezik. So the dine chovel. Chovel is, I have to pay you. The Torah says, I have to pay you your doctor's bills, your lost wages, the bushing you have, the tsar you have. Okay. Tsar, nizik, rebbe, shem, sabashis. If I cause you, for instance, you slip on the ice and you hurt yourself and you're walking around 3 weeks with a sprained ankle and it hurts you like anything. No chiyuv tzar. You're not a chovel. So Reb Chaim says like this. Nira, we'll take a look in Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi, Toivin in Perkei Aloha Beis, the third paragraph, Eloh, beginning 3, 5, 6 line. near it. You'll take a look at Me'atz Hashem for that on Sunday. He says, Kol chovo v'chaver mezchai b'chamish advar. Tam tzar u'boshes. Haru tzar u'boshes less b'un nezik momer. No loss of money. Tzchai v'tarsum. Rak zer sekot b'chavos. Tzchai v'tarsum. It's not damage. You're suffering, but you did not, you're not financial loss. Boshet, not financial loss. The nearer the gam b'nezek cholagdin chavos m'shar neske moment. M'shar neske moment ikechu ha'momon atzmo shehifsido. You lost money. And the Reb Chaim, at the end of the paragraph, says more than that. According to the Rambam, and it comes out of the Pasuk, I owe you, I killed your shore. I owe back alive shore, I can't. I give you the money as a substitute for the money I took away from you. That's why it's made character to character. You lost money, I owe you money. But the other four things, I'm not paying for loss.
It's
not that I owe you lost something and I owe you to replace what you lost. So according to the Ravid, you lost one of two things. I dug up your front lawn. You lost the front lawn. You also lost money. So I can ask, give me back the lawn or give me back money. According to the Rambam, no. You lost something, I have to give it back to you. And the money becomes a substitute for what I'm giving back to you. And it's very meduyik in the Pasuk. Pasuk in the end of Amos says, Maka behema nishamena, shor tacha shor. I took away your shore. Just a moment. All types of money substitute other types of money. Go up by yourself a different shore. But he says, Chavolos, Hatzolos, Yuhu, I owe you money. It begins with money. There are no objects involved. Zaraboshes, Nezer, Tashdum, who is Chavosu. Sheves, the lechagam came on manifest. I he lost wages. Or have Iraq when the Yitzharabas. I didn't take anything away from you. I prevented you from getting money. I took away potential money, not real money. At the end of the day, you would have collected $1,000 wages. I made sure you didn't get that money, but you didn't lose anything. I took away from you not real money, potential money. Okay. Now, so it's a whole different chiddush. Now let us read where. Let's take a look how the Rambam defines these things. There's a whole different world here. Chamish advarim, nezek tzar, rifu, sheves, boshes. Chamish advarim. Okay. Now, he says, We saw previously in the Gemara, what is it? Litein tsar b'mokom nezek. What does that mean? Filu hechad ikin nezek m'shal noy tsar. Lotein l'tsar d'kuz rachmona ayin b'lelek a nezek.
Okay. This tsar b'mokom nezek, tsar b'mokom and tsar shelo b'mokom nezek. What does it mean? I take a burning piece of metal and I touch your fingernail with it. Go out of your mind with pain, but after I finish, there's no damage. You're also high. Nezek. So tzar is in both cases. Kvo bishvuro masme. Al tzipono mokom sheino also chaburo. Vamakom aloch. A great tzar. And ripoy. Now, ripoy includes a bunch of different things. I'm just going through it just because we're going to be going through it in many, many aspects. Ripoy is, first of all, let's say I have to pay his doctor bills, medical medicine. What about medicine for relieving pain? That's also ripoy. Let's say I did something. Ram gives an example. Hishkol Sam, I gave you an injection, and something, your complexion changes entirely. It's very embarrassing to you. The color of your skin changes. Not real damage, but it's a very embarrassing thing that I did to you. So the doctor bills are only taking care of the embarrassment you have. Embarrassment is also considered, that's part of boshus, but it's also part of ripoy. Boshus tells you, what does tsar tell you? Tsar tells you part of doctor bills. Tsar is a result of chavola. Bosh is a result of chavola. Okay, let's say I go up to you, and I shave your head completely. No, I go up to chotzer. I cut his payas off. Okay, and he's very embarrassed to go to shul because everyone says, "So where your payas?" I touched him. Cause him embarrassment. There's no physical damage, it's going to grow back. But it's chavola. Why is it chavola? I touched him. Okay. Okay. Now, so this is what we have. Now, here the question comes. Now, a nezek, you have two levels of nezek. So Reb Chaim's big thing here is that, very simple. Why is there a difference between chova and mazik? Chova and mazik goes like this. Mazik, I have to replace the object I took from you. But all the money in the world doesn't replace, if somehow I chopped off someone's finger, all the money in the world is not a finger. The guf adam is not property. One type of property replaces another type of property. But the guf adam is improper. Doesn't belong to me. Zatosis, beginning of the third pack. Yeah. Dalet Amud Aleph, you'll get that. What is? The Mishnah says, Arber Avos Nezikin, Ashur Habo Hamava Haheva. Mava may be Odom. If it's Odom, the gears in the Mishnah is not Mumoncho. Because your goof doesn't, it's not your property. Your goof's not your property. because it's not your property. So, property replaces property, but money does not replace a finger. You knock off a person's finger, all the money in the world is money. Now, so this is where Reb Chaim's comes from. Nezek has two levels. Nezek, I pay. How do you pay Nezek? And here's a very subtle thing. If this person will be sold as an Eved, how much would his value be with the finger? How much his value without the finger? Now, he's never being sold as an Eved. But the Torah is just giving you a way of calculating the value of the finger. Now, here. Sure, shehizig es adam. My pet dog goes and bites you. So, you chayev nezek, but it's not a chovah. You know, chayev nezek tzari b'shevas and boshes. So when you pay, so here's a whole thing. Sometimes nezek is a knas, and sometimes it's momen. In a normal case, it's a knas. You pay for it's an onish. Sometimes, but where the knas doesn't apply, then we kick in momo. So here, you have this nafam and agag. Rambam says like this. Here, just remember Rambam's. Per Gimel Halachahe. Shirokok al Begodov. I spit at you and it landed not on your goof, but on your begodim. Potter. Gimel Halachahe. Why? I'm not a chovah. There's no contact with your goof. Now, Rambam says like this. In Perek Hey Halacha Vav, you'll look it up. I'll tell you what he says. You'll see it. We'll go through it inside of something. The Halacha of a Knas. What's a Knas? A Knas, for instance, if I damage your property, I pay money. I replace you. I cause you a loss. I replace the loss. Moment. Knas is something that is not, it's an onish momo. Halacha is moda b'knas is poto. They know edim, the only way you can mechayev a person's knas is with edim and bezdin. But without that, nothing. Moda b'knas is poto. Im lo hoyosham edim klau, lo mechovalta b'in. I say, you cut off my finger. Say, yeah, I cut off your finger. And then away. Potu min ha-nezek min ha-tsar chai b'sheves u-boshes u-ripoy. Al pi atzma. Nezek, tsar, is knas. Okay. Sheves, lost wages, that's a loss. Ripoy, doctor bills, that's a loss. Nezek's also a loss. So Nezek is a knas, it's an ownership, because the money is not a replacement for anything. However, we'll get into this in a deeper way. When it's done in a way that there is no knas, then I'm not any less a mazik than if my dog bit off your finger. So then it becomes momo. We'll go through all of this and I'm outlining where we're going. That's this Gemara. Then in David Dvarim, he says, in David Dvarim Potter, why is he Potter? We'll read why he's Potter in these cases. Rambam says, he says, Mishinofom and Agag, Beruach, Matsuya, Vizichayev, Dalad, Varim, Potom and Aboshes. Boshes only if I did it by Chavonah. No, Beruach, Shane, Matsuya, Chayev, Benezek, Bilvad. Okay. Oh, it's Evan Menach. So it was a Beruach, Shane, Matsuya. So the only time I'm Chayev in Onesh is when, if it's a Ruach Matsuya. But if I'm a shogeg, I'm not chayv in onesh. But then, oh, you did it in a way, you're not chayv in onesh. So then what kicks in? The second level of nezek. Second level of nezek is up. So my shogeg, I'm not any better than if my shore did something, or my dog did something. So then it's moment and I have to pay. That's this Gemara. Okay. Okay. Why? Because he's not a poshea. It's maybe a shogeg, maybe an onus, dependent on Tosis and the Ramban. But no onus for it. No onus, not chayav dalet. Chavola is only an onus. Says Reb Chaim, what do you see from this? This is in addition to what he says here. What do you get an onus for doing? Do an avera. So you see, there's a very big difference between mazik and chova. Mazik, there may be an avera, but the tashlum is from a potter makabeim ishiva. Chova, and what do you have to do? You have to replace the loss. That's what you have to do. You have to replace the loss. The avera is the avera, the tashlum is the tashlum. But in chova, oh, it's a knas, it's an onesh. An onesh is what? For an avera. That's why. When do you give an onesh for an avera? For mezer or posheya. Not if you are a shogeg or an onos. And that's where the difference now kicks in between a mazik and a chov. In Golas Potter, let's see how the Rambam defines it. It's a major issue per Gol, per Hilchos Rotzeach, Shmir Stavish, Halacha Yud Dalet. Okay. The Rambam begins in paragraph Halacha. There are three types of people who are horeg b'lichavon. One, horeg b'shkoga nahaloma gemura. Total shogun. Hashelot zoda v'dino sheyigla le'oreg miklod. Yesh horeg tiyashkoga kerv la'onas. Yesh Gaga Hakorv Lemeisim. So while the Gemara in the second parak of Makkos has all sorts of Xeris HaKosis, Rambam writes that just defines then what is a Karv Lemeisim, what is a Karv Lashor, what is a Shogeg Gomer, what's a Karv Lomas. So now, when here the Gemara says, Rambam says, Golos is Potter. Dalit, which is Lochet Tetzvav. Hoysa Evan Bechekov Hikabov Shachal Gama Vnachman Amis and Gol, which never be Shkoga. Shkoga means I once knew about it. Nishma, okay. It's, he says, Hoysa Evan Bechekov Biyado, Lohikabov Olam. So according to the Rambam, all these things we're now talking in Shkoga, Shkoga is divided into three separate categories: Karv LeMeitzer, Karv LeOnas, and Stam Shkoga. Hoysu Yedia, Lo Hoysu Yedia are ways of defining what is a Karv LeMeitzer, what's a Karv LeOnas, what's a Shkoga. Lashen King Tosas, no, everything is separate Xeris HaKosis. Exactly which, he doesn't have this neat division. No such neat division. Rambam is a very neat division. Tosas says, Yishkoga b'chal d'avar yidiyem, Yishum d'gabe golos, Tu v'shkoga d'arsla, if everyone's a separate drosh. Okay. The Rambam is just, Rambam is coming from a very, very different angle. That's Golos. Okay, we need Evid. Look to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbona, Tanya, Asher Rabba Rofe. Now we get to a different halacha. Im ein avdo, or shino yapo, or chavshin shalchena, or tachas. What is this? Halacha, we're talking about in Evid Kanani. In Eved Kanani, the Pasuk says, he's an Eved forever and ever. La olam behem tavoda, as the Israel say, to free him. Okay. La olam behem tavoda. Halam shachas avdo over beyatish, nema la olam behem tavoda. But, if I knock out his tooth, I knock out his eye, Mishichatso, then you have to free him. Okay. Now, Pasuk said that. That's one halacha. Chavshi Shachena, what says, Vishichatso. So we have a machlokas between Eved, Pluk Reb Shimon Gamliel Rabbona, Tanya, Shaoya Rabba Rofe. The Rebbe is a Rof. The Odon is a Rof. The Amalo, the Chol Einai. It is. There are two types of doing a Derech Rafua. Question is, I'm a doctor and I see you have a problem. Can I go up to you and say, I'm insisting on my services, I am hereby I'm doing the following operation. I think you need an operation, but you like it, you don't like it, too bad. After all, we just learned there's a mitzvah of refuah. So, to turn it into refuah, says the Gemara seems to say here, you have to ask for the refuah. Otherwise, not refuah. Amalo, t'cholenai, Svesima, and he didn't do a good job. He blinded him. Chatoli. He said, no, I have a cavity here. So my tooth. He wasn't such a good dentist. By mistake, he knocked out the tooth. Yot the chavis. Rav Shimon Gamliel v'shichaso, ad shechave neshachaso. Okay, let's see how the Rambam quotes this. Hilchas Avodim. Okay, halacha Gimel. What did he have? He intended on touching him. Is it a chavola or it's not a chavola? What did we learn? I wanted to poke the needle here. I ended up putting the needle here. That's not refuah. I have a right to be a rofe. But, so what is it? That's not, so did I intend on touching him? I'm a chovel. No, I'm a chovel. And here it's the same thing as we saw. If it's refuah, not a problem. But all he needed was a filling. And you weren't such a good dentist, and by the time you finished the filling, the tooth fell out. So what was it refuah? It's not refuah. It's chavola b'shoge. And what's the machlokas? So the Rambam is very clear. Did you intend on touching him, or you did not intend on touching? Chavola begins with contact with the guf. That's why I spit at you, and it lands on your sleeve. Not boo. I'm not a chova. It lands on your finger. I am a chova. Contact with the goof. Yeah. He wanted to drill the tooth. Contact with the goof. You're a chova. He told you to do it. He told you. He was mata you to do a refuah, and derech refuah is what is not a chavala. That we saw, right? But it ended up not being a refuah. He messed up the refuah. He messed up the refuah. You are a chovel. You are a chovel. You don't need to have one eat. And what's the machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan? Is chavola enough till he goes out with cheres? Or need kavona, or you need a mezer of mishkichaso? Then the Rambam says something else. And here, we'll have to see that. I'm just going very gently over everything. Let's say, he says, Hoytze Shein Abdo Koevis. He had a toothache. And Vahya Rabba woman. Rav, and the Rav was a woman. He was a dentist, and he said, "Pull my tooth out." But that is refuah. So there are two ways of understanding this machloket between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. Is it chavala? Averis chavala? He did a mistake. Or he's talking about as follows. No, the Eved says, I can't go to work. Why can't I go to work? I have this massive toothache. And the Eved does not ask for
the Yodin to do the extraction. The Yodin says, okay, I want you to work today, I'll do the extraction, I'll pull out the tuba. Oh. That's not refuah anymore. When is it refuah? If he asks for it. If he comes and says, no, I have a toothache, you're a dentist, will you please pull out my tooth? That's a refuah. I say, I'm going to pull out the tooth even though you didn't ask for it. Not refuah anymore, it's chavola. You ask for it and you make a mistake, it's chavola. Okay, enough. This is what I want you to do for Sunday, Me'at Hashem. The Reb Chaim, in the third paragraph, from the sixth line, Ochin Nira, when he defines clearly the difference between Chavola and Masik. I'll go back through all the Marakos I just threw you up. We'll understand where Chavol is and how all of these things work. It's a shambling.